Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day out there today, and we thank the Lord. What a blessing to be a Christian today. And heaven bound with a hammer down, knowing where we're going. Amen. I'm thankful for that. There's a lot of people in this world don't know whether they've been saved, don't know whether they're just walking around looking for a purpose. But I'm thankful today, amen, that God brings purpose to your life. And if you don't know Him today, call out to the Lord and ask Him to save you. He'll save your soul. Amen. You'll be different, a different individual for the cause of Christ. Amen. We've got the Coates family up. They're going to be singing "Lord Without You." I tell you, it'll be a blessing to you. We do appreciate you tuning in today. The Coates family from Hendersonville, North Carolina. We appreciate them. What a blessing. We're going to be looking today at John chapter number 20. This is going to be part two of the message that we preached concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about when the Lord Jesus appeared to the 10 up in the upper room and the door was shut. And I kind of likened that unto the first church service after the resurrection. And here we are now, coming to you live from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Amen. By way of live recording. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. John chapter number 20. Then the same day, we're talking about the resurrection day. Verse number 18 speaks about Mary Magdalene. And they came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. And that he had spoken these things unto her. Notice verse 19 says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. You might want to underline that right there. For fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. I want you to notice, first of all, I want you to notice the timing of this event. The timing to which Jesus shows up to these disciples. The timing of this event, the Bible says this, the same day as what? The same day as the resurrection, right? Being the first day of the week. Notice that what the disciples were doing. They were gathered together. They were in assembly together. You could say it this way, that I think that this is what you would call the first church service on the day of the resurrection. And then number two, the first church service was made up of who? They were made up of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, made up of believers, those that had come together. These guys were, look here, you didn't have to convince these guys that the Lord exists. You didn't have to come talk to them whether or not there was a Jesus. They knew that there was a Jesus, and the topic of conversation around this table had to be about Jesus, amen. So they were musing about him. There's only 10 present at this appearance, but in verse number 24, the scripture tells us that Thomas was not there. Then that first church service held, it was separated from the world. Notice this, that they were together in a what? In a room, right? Look right there. In verse number 19, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. I'll tell you this morning that they secluded themselves. They had shut the doors. They were scared of the outside. There ought to be a time, a place where we meet together as God's people, amen. We got to sometimes shut the door, close the door, amen. Come into God's house, worship the Lord, amen. Praise God for who he is, amen. And go out and tell others about what Christ has done for us. Can I tell you something? You'll never, look here. There's no possible way, friend. You're not going to bypass the protocol of the Word of God. You're not going to bypass the house of God. God instituted this place to encourage you, amen. God instituted this place to help you, to instruct you, to build you up so that you'll be ready to go out there. Sometimes we need to shut the door. Sometimes we need to turn the TV off. Sometimes we need to just step away, amen, and come to God's house and worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Jesus just arose from the grave. They're having their first church service. Then notice this, number four. That first church service had Jesus in the midst. Isn't that what the text says? It said, when the doors were shut, the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst. If we're going to have church, look here, you and I can show up, amen, and it'll be all right. But I'm going to tell you something, if we're really going to have worship, if we're really going to have church, we're going to have Jesus come stand in our midst, amen. And if there's anything that we're going to do this morning, look here, we can't honor me, and we can't honor you, we can't honor anybody else. We're going to have to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You can't have church without Jesus. There's a lot of people today trying to have church without Jesus. You have all the lights, you have all the show. You can have all the fun. And if you miss Jesus, you miss the whole thing. You say, well, I'm not being entertained. It's not about being entertained. It's about meeting with the Lord. Amen. That's what it's about. It's about Jesus being honored. That's what it's all about. If you miss that one thing, you miss it all. Then number five, that first church service was filled with peace. Oh, my. I'm going to tell you something. You can't have church. Look, you can have church, but I want you to know this. You'll never have peace until Jesus gets there. You never have joy until Jesus gets in there. If Jesus gets in the midst, friend, look here, they were scared to death. But I want you to know this, when Jesus showed up, there was great peace on the scene. You say, why? Why? Because that fear that they had of the Jews no longer was there when they saw the risen Savior. When that fear that they had of the outside was no longer there when they saw the risen Lord. I say, why? Because Jesus was what their faith was all about. Have you ever noticed how bold we can become when we get in the presence of God? I think about Austin, you know, singing this morning. Well, you can't hardly get that boy. I mean, it'd be hard to get him to testify. I mean, he's just, and I'm not saying no disrespect to you whatsoever. That's just the temperament that you are. That's just how God made you, and I thank God for that. But I tell you, when God gets on him, different ball game. What I'm trying to tell you this morning is, here's the deal. Those that don't speak, those that are shy, those that are real quiet, those people, man, when they get in the midst of the things of God, it's amazing when God gets on them, how bold did they become? How great did they? Look here, God, when God gets in the house, God will change who you are inside and outside. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you something, that first church service, wouldn't you love to have been there? Not just the timing of this event, but I want you to notice the terror of this event. You say, preacher, what kind of terror was there? Notice what the Bible said the same day at Eden, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Back up, go to chapter number 19, verse number 38. That's what's said about Joseph of Arimathea. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. And he came there, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. So here's this man named Joseph of Arimathea. He comes and he gets the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible says he is a secret disciple, a secret follower for fear of the Jews. Isn't it amazing how fearful we become when things change? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. We're in a time that churches are getting ready to be persecuted. And if you're one of them fence post straddlers, I'm in church on Sunday and out of church on Monday, and you just live, you're going to have trouble. You're going to be in a mess because you're not settled in your heart. Listen, I hope to be the man of God. I hope to be the person that whenever, man, somebody storms the doors outside, that I can stand firmly and take a bullet for the church. I hope that I can be the one, amen, that's the guard that says, hey, this is not going to happen in God's house. And be that one that stands guard and says, no, it's not going to happen here, amen. I hope that I can be that one that's bold enough to do those things. But I tell you, it's amazing what happens when you're threatened by the world. I'm pretty sure that they went behind these closed doors and they locked that door. In fact, Jesus didn't open the door when he came to them. That's something about that resurrected body. We'll look at that here in just a moment. But I want you to know this, at this first church service, I believe that there was some terror. There was some fear. I think that fear was this. They were fearful, not about what Christ did, but they were fearful about what man could do unto thee. I believe that their fear was real. I believe that, man, we can understand their fear. I mean, the fear that the Jews could kill the Messiah and almost not even blink an eye about it. In the play, I noticed there last night, I don't know why that I hadn't heard this before, but I guess I have heard it. I just never let it sink. Somebody says in the play, let his blood be upon us and our children. How bold of a statement about the Lord. But how quickly things change after the death of Jesus. I don't know for certain that the disciples really believed that Jesus would be executed and that Jesus would be crucified and that Jesus would actually die. Can I tell you something? I believe it was one of the Pharisees said this. If you're truly God, save yourself and save others. He didn't come here to save himself. He came here to save you and me, friend. He didn't come to save himself, though the whole mission was for him to die. But I'm not so sure that the disciples fully understood. I don't think that they thought, I mean, I believe that the ministry of Jesus, I mean, he healed the sick, he touched the blinded eyes. I mean, everywhere you go, there's a great following. And all of a sudden, just like that, the crowd changes. It's amazing how quickly things can go from good to bad.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.